subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Today, it's not just Matt and I. We have a special guest with us that I'm so thrilled to learn more about her business because it's not a business I know well. This is one of Matt Bonelli's coaching clients, and she is a rock star. So here's where we're going to start today. Today, we have Sandy McMaster. She's with McInerney & Associates in Alexandria, Virginia. And we are going to get to learn more about how she has created an incredible brand, what's got her here. And Sandy, I know you're out there. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It is an honor. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Sandy. Welcome. Oh, man, I'm so excited to, I get to talk to you quite often. So I'm excited to talk to you again. And I'm excited for Garrett to get to speak with you and ask questions and learn more about what you're doing.
Yeah, you guys, before we get started, I have to say how grateful I am for your work. I think I've listened to every podcast twice. It is amazing. I have learned so much, and I just hope I can add some value today.
Well, I know for a fact you're going to add value. From everything I know, this is a perfect piece for what we're building and growing here. So again, thank you. And let's jump right in. And Matt, I want to kind of throw this to you first, because I think that you probably have the best questions to ask up front here to kind of kick this thing off. So Matt, good morning. And let's go.
Yeah. Good morning. So for everybody who's listening, Sandy is an amazing agent in Virginia, and we could go through that whole story of how real estate and all that stuff. But what we really want to dive into is this brand journey that Sandy's been on. And some of you may recognize Sandy from the awesome videos that she puts out on Facebook. We've shared a couple of those in some of the ninja groups. And so you might know who she is, but we may not know the story behind that. So Sandy, I would love for you to just start with, you know, obviously tell us a little bit about who you are and what got you started on this brand journey. What was kind of the moment that got you to say, hey, you know what, this is a path that I need to go down?
Yeah, it is probably a decade in the making. And sadly, it's a decade maybe filled with frustration. And I finally said, that's it. I'm going to take a look at really who I am. And that led me down the branding path, which led me to videos. I think a great place to start might be defining what a brand is, because I think people get confused maybe with what a brand is or is not. And if it's okay with you, that's where we'll start.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's start right there, because I think you're right. A lot of people will say, okay, branding, that just means colors, titles, my signs out in front of houses, you know, being recognizable based on the quote unquote junk that I put out in the world in front of people's faces, so to speak.
Well, I think where you started with who am I? I'm fascinated. So let's go that path.
Yeah. Let's define what a brand is. A brand is a gut feeling of a product, service, or company. And in real estate, guess what the brand is? It's you. And encouraging everybody out there, I am just like you. This is my 16th year in real estate, a decade of which, as I mentioned before, maybe not so fulfilling. And I couldn't get the unlock, right? I was like, wow, you know, I'm watching all these people pull these big numbers and I just don't get it. Right. And I was like, I want to do more. I want so much to make this business not just financially fulfilling, but personally fulfilling. And I knew there was a lot in my personality that wouldn't allow me to, I'm going to use air quotes, to be fake. And, you know, bless Ninja, right? I mean, if this is not the perfect pairing of Ninja and branding, it is everything you are encouraging folks to do in the system. But if you look at any tactics that coaching entails, or I don't care if it's phone calls, notes, videos, any of it, those are all tactics that should be feeding back to your brand purpose. And if you don't have a brand purpose, guess what? It feels like spaghetti on the wall. It's like picking out fixtures for a home that you don't even have a foundation built for yet. You're picking out the finishings before even knowing what neighborhood do I want to be in? Where do I want to be? So this foundational piece was my personal story, my personal unlock here, was doing probably a 2-year journey into the, and if anybody's looking for the answers here, here's the time to grab a pen. It's answering 3 questions that might come from a ninja life list. I think that's a beautiful place to start when you're trying to really lock down your brand. I'm not talking about a marketing plan. I'm not talking about a tactic. I'm talking about a purpose. So when you're talking about a purpose, you have to understand outside of real estate, these 3 questions. Who are you? What do you do? And why does it matter to anybody else?
That last question is so important.
Yeah. The 3rd question's a toughie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fast forward and I'm going to tell you that what I did is I did a ton of writing. While I didn't visit a psychologist's office, I probably should have, but I figured it out, right? I figured it out through, there's a longer story there. I'm going to try to be helpful to everyone else. So answering those 3 questions. And once I found some answers, what I did is that I lived those answers. And I said, does this fit? So it's not just coming up with an answer, because some of you might be out there right now. Well, I got it. Okay. Now go walk through life every day when you're having a great day, a bad day, you're feeling on top of the world, you're feeling under a rock. Go live that. Does it really stick? Is that really who you are? At your best, at your worst, is that really who you are? And if you get sticky with that, then you start to build out the taglines. Oh, well, I understand underneath this tagline, there is literally a lifetime of experience. And this is how I walk through life. This is the feeling that you create when you write a note, when you do a video, when you make a call. So it's not spaghetti on the wall. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, we talk a lot, Gary, you and I, with all of our coaching clients about intentionality and being authentically you. I mean, that's rule number 3 of the Stratosphere of Success from the Gogiverse. 3 or 4, I forget which order it is, but the law of authenticity is the greatest gift that you have to offer is yourself. And Sandy, what you're saying is if you don't know yourself, then it's going to be a hard gift to give. And you got to do some soul searching on that.
Well said.
And I want to add all 3 of these questions you just put here. Who are you? What do you do? And why does it matter? This is really interesting because I think that all of these questions, they seem very easy to answer. But if you really had to sit down and really figure out the answers to each one of those, those are very, very deep topics. The who are you? A lot of people, I think, have a persona of who they think they are. But if you had to really go down and figure out who you are, that's not an easy question just to surface ask. What do you do is again, there's a whole lot of deeper levels of that than just the surface of I'm a real estate agent. There's a whole different piece there. And then why does it matter is brilliant. Because you know, this goes back to you saying like, oh, you know, what's the difference of going to these upper numbers or what are these, you know, these businesses that these people are building around me? And you got to understand why it matters to go to those levels, to do that type of business, to grow anything in the level you want to grow to. So this is brilliant. And I appreciate you sharing that.
And I can't take credit. This is really branding 101. But as I said, I took a very deep dive on branding for the past 2 years. So that is a very standard corporate way of looking at branding. But with real estate agents, right, I had to flip that because branding for companies, they really work on the push, right? We have a widget, we understand what our avatar is, and we push, and we advertise. But with this, we're talking about, well, we want that law of authenticity to ring true. Because if it doesn't, it is exactly like walking into a house and it stinks. You cannot identify the smell, but you just want to get out of there. It's awful. Right?
Oh, man. That's such a good analogy. It's such a good analogy.
I was just in that house. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So you see that though, right? You see that on people where they're trying to be something. And for some reason you're like, I don't know. I don't trust it. What's up? You've got to be authentically you. And here's the good news. Every single person listening has a personal brand. Every one of you. It is absolutely doable. But I'm telling you, it does take a certain deeper level of work to make this authentically you and land appropriately, because here's what happens. Here's a beautiful piece of this. As I mentioned before, corporate branding, it's really about the push, the advertising. But with branding, it's a pull. You are attracting your people, because newsflash, and this took me back for a second, I'm going to be a little vulnerable here. I am not for everybody. And when that truth smacked me in the face, I'm advertising. I'm advertising to anybody and everybody. I want to be your real estate agent. I went, no, honestly, I am not for everybody. I'm for my people. So I want to attract my people. And so every single thing I put out, I'm okay understanding that this is going to turn off some people. And you know what? That's okay. Because my people are out there looking for me, and that's who I'm trying to attract, right?
Well, so it's interesting. This is a thing that a lot of people have a hard time understanding, that they're not for everybody. We get taught in real estate about, you know, take every listing, say, you know, take every buyer, work with everybody that wants to come your way. And I've watched people over the years pigeonhole themselves into some really bad transactions, working with bad, you know, bad situations, that you kind of tear down a lot of their business. And the ones that I have found that find that real crystal clear way of attracting in the right people, those are the most fun businesses, even if that brand is not one that I resonate with, even somebody that I'm coaching. If I don't resonate with their brand, if they've got a brand that's working for them, that's like lighting their business up, it's really fascinating when you find your own personal brand.
And it's an unlock. And again, I'll be a little vulnerable here, but I spent a lot of years not producing that much money. And when I had this unlock, I more than doubled my business in a year.
Just by understanding that concept without any other changes, just you knew who you were and accepted that not everybody is your client.
It's true. And it's also, it was imperative that, because once you start something in branding, you don't want to stop. So this has to be a stronger why underpinning what you're doing, because you'll quit. You may say, well, this is not working. It's 1 through 10 and I should see a 1 for 1 result. This takes time, effort, creativity. You cannot stop. And here's the beautiful thing. I don't want to, because I'm just putting out in the world me, you know, it's like, oh, this is at the end of my days. I'd hate to be dark, but at the end of my days, I want to look back and go, yeah, I did that my way.
Sandy, real quick, I'd like to ask real fast. You said there was like a moment where all of a sudden you understood. It was like all of a sudden, okay, this is my brand. I get who I am. This is what I'm going to put out in the world. And that's when you doubled your business. What was that tipping point that, or what was it that you did or saw or read or whatever it was that made you go, this is what I need to do?
I'm going to tell you my story, but I want to encourage everybody that your experience of the same thing is out there. It could be journaling through this. You could go get on a couch with a psychiatrist for a time. There's a lot of different ways for this. And this is something Matt and I have very much in common. I'm a big proponent of health and fitness. And I'm going to tell you my personal story behind this. This is going to sound so weird. It was a CrossFit gym. You can find Jesus in there if you're looking for him, I swear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and maybe a little bit of age, wisdom, frustration. But when I realized, I said, hey, I've got to rip the Band-Aid off this, because I get one life. I'm going to live this without wasting any of my potential. And what I'm doing right now isn't working. So my story was that I listened to another podcast. I love podcasts. I think they're amazing. And yours is top of list. Listening to a podcast, there was a branding expert, but he was more in the CrossFit space. And since I share this love of CrossFit and I do it, and I was finding you gain a confidence when you do something you think you cannot do, And I would encourage anybody out there, you don't think you can do video? Yes, you can. You don't think you can pick up the phone? Yes, you can. If you just need to find your underpinning, your foundation. So for me, I reached out to him. I am certainly not bashful. I reached out to him, and we have been on a 2-year journey of our commonality was in CrossFit, but he had no idea about real estate, which was beautiful because I was like, I want nothing that's the same, because what I'm seeing is a lot of advertising and it's not authentic and that's not me. I was very clear on that. And that was the really frustrating part, is that I don't want to be like that. That's not me. It's not authentic. Okay. If that's not it, what is it? So I very consciously sought out that answer, and here we are today. Took us a while.
That's awesome. And Sandy, I want to talk about your team that you've built. You've reached out and you're surrounding yourself with people who can help you grow this. Before we go into that, though, I do want to make a mention to everybody who's listening. If you're struggling with finding this why, a good place to start right now, because it's now December. If you haven't started a business plan, please do start that. But many of you have probably come to a conclusion of a business plan for 2021. Pull it out and look at those goals and ask yourself, are those your goals or are those someone else's? Are you designing a plan? Are you getting ready to go execute a plan that is defined by somebody else's vision other than your own? And really think about that, because I think that can be a great unlock into helping you discover what is your why. And Sandy and Garrett, I think you both would agree that the why doesn't necessarily have to be external and altruistic. It can be internal and somewhat selfish, because if we do fill ourselves up, we're going to be able to pour a lot more out onto everyone else.
Well, Sandy, you just said this while you're kind of going into this, and you said life list. And I think that that's a really core piece to go back to if anybody wants to really figure out what the big picture is and what this is all about. If you haven't sat down and done a life list and really went into the, to do, to be, to have, to give, that is a core fundamental place to start if you want to figure out who you are and what's important to you. And then Sandy, I think as you said, picking something that you think might be impossible or might be hard to do, you'll find that in your life list also.
So Sandy, the people that you're surrounding yourself with, because I think a lot of people get to certain points and they have ideas. They're like, okay, I figured certain things out, but now I'm a little scared, or I don't know what to do next. You figured out how to seek out good people to put around you. How did you do that? What would your advice be for someone to say, hey, this is what you may want to look for in your support system so that you can basically surround yourself with that courage so that you can develop it yourself?
You are part of my team, Coach Matt. Amazing.
Well, thank you. It wasn't a feeder to have you say that, but I do appreciate that.
Very important piece of the team. And I think, I'm big into definitions. Let's define what a team may be. That doesn't necessarily mean you have two assistants and a buyer's agent. And that's not me, but I definitely have a team. You need a cheerleader. If it's a spouse, if it's your children, if it's a coach, right? I think a cheerleader who understands you is very important, but you are responsible for bringing your why to the table. They cannot do that for you. It's not your broker's job to build your brand. It's your job. It's not your coach's job to build your brand or understand your why. That's very personal work. So when you have that, here's the interesting thing. You won't be that scared. You'll be anxious to go find your people because you'll be on a mission. You'll be like, hey, put up a brick wall in front of me. I'm going to go right through it because I got more important things to do and be and give. And it's amazing that's what my experience has been. And I know there's people out there listening saying, oh, that's her. No, it's you. It's literally you. I've been in your shoes. Like I said, I spent a decade really spinning in this business. And when you go back and unlock this foundational why, and you start building a brand that's creating a feeling and attracting your tribe members, you're not scared anymore because it's so important to you and by you. And you start attracting your people, and that support, it just encourages you to move through it. But back to your question, I have a videographer. I have a brand partner now. I have Coach Matt, and I have a wonderful assistant. And this might also help people. I found this book very, very helpful by Gino Wickman, Traction. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
He speaks of get it, want it, capacity to do it. And that is like, I hire by it, I fire by it, I operate by it. It is a wonderful premise. It's basically, do you get it? Do you want it? Do you have the capacity in your life to do it? And it's pretty awesome.
What a simple way of putting it.
That's perfect. And I like what you said about like your team and Garrett, we've mentioned this before, but it doesn't necessarily just mean these operational structures of, well, I have a buyer's agent, I have a transaction coordinator, I have this. Those things can be important depending on the business you're building. But with what you're talking about, Sandy, the unlock that creates the, I would consider this limitless opportunity in a business starts with these other people. Pretty much these other people that we don't think about how important they can be to our business. But if they help you tell your story and help others connect with their story so they understand where we fit as their guide, and I'm kind of pulling this right from Story Brand here, which I know is a book that's really impacted you as well, Sandy.
Oh, it's great.
Those things are crucial to business development, I think.
It is. Again, once you have your brand purpose, right? Things like Story Brand, well, their teachings are amazing. So recommend, but they're teaching you how to communicate your message. Well, you have to have your message first.
Right.
Then you go to Story Brand, then you go to video, then you pick up the phone. I can't stress that enough because it's been such a huge unlock for me. And if I look back on my life, I hope I can help other people not spin their wheels for a decade.
Oh, absolutely. Your journey and story is going to help a lot of people for sure. People listening, I mean, I know that everyone listening is like, oh, that's, I got to write that down. You're already dropping value bombs, as JLD from the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast would say.
Sandy, if you don't mind, I'd love to ask a question here. We were talking just before we started recording today, and both you and Matt were talking about, we've been building and building and building and growing, and we're just getting to this point where it's like, oh my gosh, look at what this thing is starting to turn into. And I had made the comment that so many people stop before they get to see that. They don't realize that there's momentum that is building up and building up and building up. And at some point, there's always a tipping point. And you're getting to that right now. Like, you're starting to see it. You're starting to really see it come alive. I would love to hear more. And Matt, you can probably share just as much as Sandy can on this. What does that journey kind of look like in coming to this tipping point? And what are you starting to see? Like, what's happening?
It's so intrinsically me that I don't even know if I recognize that yet, Garrett. It's just me on my journey. I'll give you an example. The idea in branding is to boil back maybe 2 years worth of writings into one sentence. So my one sentence is to lead so that others feel safe in executing meaningful change. That can be with my family, that can be with my friendships, my relationships, my clients. You see, that's like an umbrella. So the consistency piece for me is that's such a large, all-encompassing thing that now everything is driving towards. So I feel like I'm in a race, honestly. Like, there's so little time and I have so much to get done now. I don't even recognize that tipping point yet. And because I'm on a mission now. I'm on a mission. I've got my marching orders and come with me now. We'll pick up the dead bodies later. You know, let's go. So another piece I wanted to mention about, and this is a little off topic, sorry, Garrett, but the personality typing, if you haven't done any Enneagram work or Five Voices or Myers-Briggs, and you know, there's 1,000 of them out there, but learn who you kind of default to. And that might help you understand how others experience you so that you can operate nicely. When I mentioned GWC, you get it, want a capacity to do it. I'm this way. I need these other people on the other side of me. This is how I tend to operate. So you can then smartly, you know, speak to people the way they need to be. They need to hear you a certain way. And so it's another piece to this. There's so much to talk about. We could talk about this for 2 hours, but
what you just shared is brilliant, because what you said is it's not only understanding yourself, but it's understanding how others interpret me. And that is so incredibly powerful that most people don't understand about really who they are and what this is, what it's all about. So I want to thank you for sharing that, because a lot of people don't realize that's part of it. It's like it's not just taking a personality strengths test and going like, oh, yep, that's me. It is like, oh no, this is how the world sees me also. Like,
yes.
This is how I interact with the world around me. And I can't tell you how powerful it is what you just shared.
Oh, thank you. Well, that was also a piece of the unlock was when I was given the gift of saying, oh, this is kind of your personality DNA. Well, guess what? I wasn't living into it and it showed. And now I am.
I got to echo Garrett. That was huge. I mean, that line, I mean, when we talk a lot about empathy, I think the first step into being able to express empathy is understanding how people receive us. And a lot of people use those personality profiles as an excuse to act a certain way. Well, like, oh, this is just who I am, so you got to deal with it. It's like, well, not really.
That's how I use it.
But understanding then how we operate in that space and an environment and how we can impact that environment, I think is incredible, Sandy. And I will say, Garrett, as a follow-on to your question, I know, Sandy, you're very humble, but she does put in the work too. There is a lot of underlying work that goes alongside her brand development. When we talk about doing the Ninja 9, we've been working on what is that baseline that we're currently at? How do we raise that baseline in terms of the actions so that there is still stuff happening so that the business continues as well? You know, I don't want people to think that, Sandy, you've been on this decade journey of just kind of sitting and writing and thinking doing nothing else. Like you're still putting in really hard work, following a routine, perfecting that routine, working to see how different components of your life contribute to how well the branding work, the business work, the client relations stuff is happening. And so I would encourage everybody to also make sure that you're putting in the work, the right work, what I call the hard work, which is smart work, because that's what's really going to also then allow you to leverage this brand that you're building and put it into a business that's going to thrive, which I think is really cool. So Garrett, Sandy's putting in the work too behind there. I just want to make that clear.
Oh no. Yeah. No. Well, I know she is, because again, as Sandy, I'd shared with you, you know, it's not always that my wife comes to me and says, pay attention to this person. And, you know, my wife, Sarah, behind the scenes, she's a fan of all of our people that we coach, and she's always kind of checking in and seeing what they're up to. And every once in a while, she comes out and says, okay, this is somebody that needs to be noticed because of what they're doing or how they're showing up. And it was funny, you know, Matt had brought up Sandy as we need to have Sandy on the podcast. And I said, that's a great idea. And literally a couple of days later, I bump into Sarah in the hallway where I brought up something and she goes, you need to have Sandy on the podcast. And I said, well, it's kind of funny how this is all kind of coming about. But your brand is speaking so loud that what it is it's catching people's attention. And I think that that's the beauty of a really strong brand, is that the right people who resonate with you all of a sudden go, what's that? Like, what is that over there? I want to know more about that. And my wife is a prime example of somebody going like, whoa, like, where did that come from? And I think that's what people need to understand, is that's what you're trying to do when you build a brand.
Yes, it is a gut feeling. And it's very hard to put words to a gut feeling, right? But first, Sarah Fry, text me. You're my new best friend. And but it is very Simon Sinek talks about the limbic brain and those gut feelings. You know, it's not responsible for language, and that rational brain that's so easy, like, well, I can't be that because that's not real, what real estate agents do or say. Who says? Go be you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get into some tactics then here, Sandy, because The reason why you're getting noticed is a big part of the video work that you've been doing. And that I know that a lot of people are sitting there and their business plans, just like last year, has, I'm going to do video this year. And they're sitting there going, I didn't do video this year, but next year is the year. And you really made that a point for your business this year. And I think you started even when maybe you didn't think you had all the dots connected in terms of how these videos are going to work, how they're going to look.
Absolutely.
You know, didn't have all the equipment there that, you know, you didn't even have the videographer yet, right?
No.
So
no. Oh my God.
Tell us about how you started, you know, how you overcame that, you know, video is scary and what it's doing for you now.
Yeah. I only wish people could see the disaster, the hilarity behind the scenes. It's just, you have to keep your sense of humor. I never take myself that seriously. But way back a year ago, almost a year ago, there was a plan I had in place. And I said, okay, this is how I'm going to express myself. I have my why. I've lived my why daily. This is it. I got it. And then there was that moment, right, where that little voice comes up and it says, are you sure? And there was this plan, right, in place. And at that point, I won't say that I had a lot of people who I just hadn't shared this with, because this is personal work.
Now you've shared it with a lot of people, just so you know.
Yeah, well, this is true. but there was this plan to sort of do this release, right? And pandemic hits. And I was like, wow, well, if there's no better time to embrace who I am, what I'm about, and to help others, well, it's now. So it became bigger than me. And I said, okay, it's not ready. I don't have my plan completely done, but we're starting. And it was raw, it was very raw at first. And again, I go back to the why. I was like, I have so much work to get done. This is just a small tactic. It became very small, to be honest, because I have a vision of where I'm trying to go. And I only have a certain amount of time to get there. So the videos started, you know, like I said, this very imperfect, learning on the fly, being okay if it's not perfect. And hey, you know what? We're human. So long as you're genuine, it's okay if it's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Just put it out there.
Yeah, what is perfection anyway when it comes to this stuff, right? Like who's the arbiter of perfection when it comes to sharing a video about your brand and your business?
And as Brené Brown brilliantly pulled out, you know, man in the ring, if you're not out there doing it, I'm not interested in your opinion. And if, you know, go be you, go be strong in who you are, because your tribe is looking for you. You have to allow yourself to be found. Go for it.
So Sandy, with being found, right, in this journey of video, getting into some of the specifics here. You started sharing video in your business platform primarily, right? Your Facebook business page, kind of on Instagram a little bit sometimes. And then you and I talked about, we got to make the switch. I said, Sandy, this got to go to more people. You got to put this on your personal profile. And we had that discussion.
I remember.
Right. You know, and this discussion I have with so many, but that's my personal profile. And you had to reach into your brand and say, there's no difference. Right. So tell us about that transition to actually, you know, basically taking these things and making them more public, so to speak, and how that has now formed into what you're doing now.
Yeah. And I want to be very authentic with people. You know, I reached out to Matt. Okay, let's be honest. I stalked Matt. I was like, Matt, you're going to be my coach. And Matt became that cheerleader sort of I mentioned earlier in a very real way. And while I felt very strongly about this purposeful why, it's still a scary thing to take your personal world, who knows you as this thing, right? They know you possibly from school functions. They know you as the real estate agent. They know you as whatever. And so you know, and go ahead, go into this knowing this. You're not for everybody. You're for your people. So I knew that there were going to be some people I lose along the way. And it was that moment of, okay, that's okay. And here's the funny thing. Once I got really okay with that, the people increased.
And then now you're sharing market statistic videos on your personal page, which I was like, you can never share real estate on your personal. If you do it right, of course you can, because people need that value and you're out there. I see the comments on your videos too. I think it's awesome. The people that come in there and are excited and thankful and grateful for the information that you share, which is so cool. So I appreciate you taking that leap because it's fun to see the impact that you're having with that.
Well, as long as you can stay authentic, your personal page is a brilliant place to put your stuff out. The minute you turn into a salesperson and you go outside of your authentic person, yeah, definitely create a business page. That's where it needs to be.
Exactly.
And I also want to highlight, like, never does Sandy end a video with, oh, and by the way, if you know what comes after that. Right?
No, I do not. Because people don't want to be sold. Nobody likes that, right?
No.
Calls to action are important in the right place, right? In the right venue, in the right place, calls to action are important. But you also want to make sure we're messaging with the appropriate call to action, which now, Sandy, since you found your why and your brand and all that stuff, you are building that out with your real estate website, which I share with a lot of people too. I want to shout that out, sandymcmaster.realestate. And we had a conversation about that too. A lot of people say, well, look at the typical real estate website and look at Sandy's. There's no search. You know, there's no go find your home here. It's all about the client and how they can connect with what they're trying to accomplish and how Sandy can help them accomplish that, which I think Sandy is such a great way to present a site that's welcoming and helps people on the journey and actually helps them solve the real problem of what they're trying to do here in this world of real estate.
That meant a lot. It's helping other people find their why, right? Whether it's a client or somebody else. And it's that story brand premise. It's not about you. It's about them.
It's interesting, Sandy, how that the use of a website or a realtor website has changed over the years. When I started doing this 15 years ago and helping people build their business, you know, one of my main things was like, make it easy for people, be the resource where they can go find a home and search for homes and make it so it's not threatening and all that stuff. And again, in the right place back in the day, like that was a huge value you could bring to your website. And I've laughed about it over the years as we continue to grow up. That's not the value of a realtor's website, really, for the most part anymore. You have to bring more value to the table because you can go search for a home anywhere. I can type in an address driving down the street and it will pop up, you know, information on that house, whether it's been listed now or listed, you know, 5 years ago. So I think it's, I love how you've gone down this path of like, that's not what the value is anymore, but what is my value?
Oh, Garrett, absolutely. If you can't articulate your value, what's different from the Zillow agent and you? If you don't have, and it can't be geography, it can't be that you've made X amount of millions, that means nothing to clients.
It's so important. And Garrett, I just want to highlight too, these are the things that lead to the ability to do more with your business, charge a little bit more, bring more value to your clients so that you also internally, I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of people think, great, I'm going to build this brand. It's going to be all about me. It's going to be incredible. And the brand's going to be incredible. You're going to be able to make more money when you take your brand and then just have it there, but your focus is on other people and helping them do what they want to do. So sorry, Garrett, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, it's you're okay. You're important too.
I guess obviously I did mean to interrupt you because I did.
You did quite confidently. Yeah.
The apologies of like, I'm so sorry to do this. I didn't mean to. It's like, yes, you do. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
Well, again, big picture here is, again, as we started this whole conversation, Sandy, what you've built here is you've built a brand. You've been very authentic to it. And when you're authentic, you can give that brand out to the world. You don't have to be ashamed of it. You don't have to second guess it. You can put it out there and be wild and be live with it. Everybody has a brand. And that's what I'm hoping everybody's hearing from here is like, just because like video is Sandy's one of the pieces of her brand, you don't have to do video. You just need to find your platform, your thing that you can find passion and love in, and then share your value out there to the world. And if you do it right in your own words and know, people will see it and they're going to go, that's so Matt Bonelli. Like, that's why we like Matt or Sandy. Sorry, we'll use Sandy too. That's why we love Sandy.
Yeah.
You know, another way to put that, I know you're a fan of analogies and I'll do my best here, but a brand purpose is like a ratified contract. It doesn't change. It is maybe not what you put out to the world. It is your DNA, your inside. A brand strategy is like your plan. That's the timelines in the contract, maybe how you wrote the contract, that kind of thing. And the tactics, those are like addendums that may change over the, it may have some influence. So like a video is a tactic. It's way down the list. A logo is a tactic, way down the list. So I don't know. I hope that helps.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, we used this the other day, Matt. So I feel like I'm just, I said it with somebody, but when you talk about a brand, I mean, take it to well-established brands. Southwest is a brand. They know exactly who their customer is. They know exactly who they're marketing to. They understand that. Same thing as Singapore Airlines. It's a different client, by the way. you know, that's a different marketing strategy. They have a totally different idea of what it's going to be like to fly on the airline. Or you can use cars. Toyota is not trying necessarily to compete with, you know, Porsche. Porsche necessarily understands that their client's different than a Mercedes buyer. And they understand exactly what that is, who their people are. And they're okay if somebody wants to go buy a Toyota. They're not going to sit there and be like, oh, we lost one. It's like, no, it's okay. That's a Toyota buyer. It's awesome. Let's keep going. And that's what I think you've done a great job with, is really knowing that this is, again, that's, you know exactly what your brand is. And that's where a lot of people, they haven't done the work. Let's say that. You've put in the time, you've put in the energy, you've put in a lot of studying. I mean, I can just hear you quoting people. And the word that came to my mind is, Sandy's really, really well-read. Like, you have done your homework, you've done the hard work, and here you are going, I know exactly who I am.
But in real estate, I know who my people are. And if you're not for me, I can find your person.
And you can connect. You know, Sandy, I was hearing you say a bunch of different things about things like that. And I was thinking about the concept of, hey, we're not for everybody. And because you know how strongly I feel about that. And a lot of people, maybe you listening, think, well, if I'm not for everybody, that means it's going to shrink my world. But the truth is when you stop being for everybody, you can literally help anybody.
Wow. That's the statement of the, if you realize you're not for anybody, for everybody, you can help anybody. Well done, Matt. There's a t-shirt.
Thank you.
I see coffee. I
thank all of you. You for, because I was just pulling what you guys were saying and just put it together. I mean, that's it. And because Sandy, that's exactly what you've experienced, and with your community growing, your tribe going, and that's so exciting because it gives me energy. And that's why I love always getting together with you for our sessions, because I leave energetic, which is so cool.
Yeah, so thankful for both of you. And, you know, your people are out there. You just have to, like, allow yourself the vulnerability to be found. And with a little work, you can turn that into a beautiful, fulfilling business. And you always want to leave people with something like a strong takeaway. And I would say, stop advertising, start branding, build the businesses you love.
I love it.
So good. Well, Garrett, we could talk to Sandy for hours, but I want to be mindful of your time, Sandy. How do people find you, Sandy? I'm sure a lot of people are listening going, man, I got questions. How do they find you? What do you got for them?
I am on all the regular social channels at Sandy McMaster. We're working on something that I hope will be very valuable to especially ninja agents, because I think so highly of them. And we're not there yet. We're getting there. But to learn more about my journey or how to do this for yourself, we're building out a website. It's authenticagent.realestate. Like I said, there's it's not a program yet, but when it's ready, you can put your email in and we'll let you know when it is. And my goal is to help people define and communicate their brand so that coaching becomes really impactful for you, as it has for me. And I can't thank the both of you enough. It's just an honor to know you both.
I appreciate that. I just found Matt. That's all I did. And then you found Matt. So,
and I appreciate that, Sandy. But I know that this is typically the way these conversations go. But I will just throw it back and say you're the one out there doing the work. You know, Garrett and I, in our positions, we're here to help people, maybe guide them in certain ways. But you're the one that's out there putting in this work and putting it into place and building that business that's impacting a lot of people. And so the credit comes right back to you. And I appreciate that very, very much.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Garrett.
Oh, thank you so much for taking your time with us today. And I appreciate you being willing to come and share and talk and be vulnerable on a podcast like this. Because the more and more I'm doing this, the more I talk to people afterwards and like, I was really stressed out beforehand. and you're great. And I just appreciate your time and your energy. And thanks for being willing to come and hang out with us.
Thank you. Again, it's an honor. Thanks for all the work you do. It's helped me tremendously. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandy. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, if you are curious to learn more about what Sandy has going on, you can check out her real estate website, sandymcmaster.realestate. This new site coming soon, authenticagent.realestate, or just follow her anywhere at Sandy McMaster on all those social platforms. And if you're interested in learning a little bit more about coaching, you can always head over to ninjacoaching.com. We got information for you there. There's a button you can click to just connect with us or just send us an email too. If you got any questions or you want to share stories about your brand, we would love to hear what y'all are doing out there and share some of those as well. So appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about ninja selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.